Breakfast with Crossy.
From the Whitlams is Tim Friedman. They got a brand new song and a brand new album coming. G'day, Tim. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, Luke. Hi, everyone.
Like, it's been a while. Like, I was looking at it. When was the last time the Whitlams released an album? And I had to double check three times because it's been well over a decade.
Yeah, we put out our sixth album in 2006. We put out a best of in 2008. And since then, we continued to tour, but I took my pedal off on expressing myself.
Did you think it would be this long, rather? Or was it like you just kind of worked out that way?
No, I didn't. I sort of stepped out of the room. I needed a break. We worked very hard for the first 20 years of our career. And people still kept coming to see us. And so it's the band's fault. They should have put up placards and said, we're not coming until there's new music. But they didn't, and I got involved in other stuff. But I really want to get back into touring and touring all around the country and touring out the region. So I got my ambition back and enthusiasm, and I sat there and said, right.
Was there any particular reason, catalyst, that you lost that desire to be creative and to create new music?
Well, it was quite a lot of factors that all sort of came together. One was that, I don't know, after Little Cloud in 2006, sort of, it seemed like everyone, Facebook was happening and everyone had an opinion and there was an avalanche of voices. And I didn't really feel like I had too much to say. I was raising young children, guys were out. And the whole business changed, of course, as well, remember, with piracy and no one was buying CDs. I was also conscious that if you keep touring 9 months a year, you end up dying young. So I really enjoyed taking my foot off the pedal with young children and just touring 2 months a year. So I just, and as I said, the crowds were coming with their lap of the country. So
yeah,
it just became a longer break than I meant. It was all those factors.
And you touched on it there, and I was going to say, I mean, since you last released music, it's very different, the music business, when it comes to putting out stuff. I mean, we've got people from Spotify saying, musician, you should be releasing new music every couple of months and things like that. Is that intimidating for yourself to say, oh, everything's quite different now, or is it, you know, kind of exciting?
Well, there's a new economy in music. You have to keep your fans interested and keep giving them new stuff. I did exactly the opposite. And so it's a miracle that I'm still standing. But now that I am into it again and I've got songs to write and things to say, I am going to be taking notice of the new way of doing things. And, you know, we'll put another song out in 2 months, you know, leading into the album. And you sort of use Spotify and the way people consume music to promote shows. And now that I'm going to be visiting a lot more towns and cities in the country, I'll be using that to try and pinpoint who it is exactly listened to me 3 months ago and try and get the message to them that I'm playing down the road at the City Hall.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you are hitting the road, and you know, a big part of it is you're heading out by yourself, heading to a lot of regional areas. Places like Darwin. Is that something you guys have done a lot of in the past, or have you mostly just stuck around the major touring locations?
Well, I sort of, you know when you have grandparents that lived through the Depression, and they're always a bit tight. You know, I'm a bit like that as a musician. I lived through the early 90s in all these bands, and I was really ambitious, but I never got out of being a city of Sydney and Melbourne. And so when I got some airplay, I'd love nothing more than doing a big 7-week tour and going everywhere. I actually really prefer being on the road to being in the studio. There was a lot of limited capacity started happening in November, and that suited a band and a piano. And so I'm going to do as many solo shows as I can before the band reforms in August. You know, if you just play the cities, you're doing the most you can do 2 little 4-week tours a year, and that's just not enough to keep me busy. I want to do all the little dots in between.
Yeah, indeed. This new song is called Man About a Dog. Tell us about the tune.
Well, it's my first sort of, it's the closest the Whitlams have gone to a country tune, because rather than a little drama in the city between blokes or politics or breakups, it's actually just about driving through the country, through the hills. I moved to the country during the lockdown for 3 or 4 months just the first time I'd been able to really decompress away from the city. So it's quite rural. And when I first moved up, the drought had just broken. I was driving. Nature was just going crazy. And so it's got, like a pastor farmer in the song is really like escape cattle. And I imagine the big heavy drops on the thin roof, the outbreaks. So it's got a rural setting. Well, the title's good old vernacular. Country pub. A nice phrase that I haven't heard in song before. When, there's plenty of men out there that have, and women, that have been off to see a man about a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. It does feel like a phrase that you don't often hear in a city setting. You often hear people in small towns and in the country kind of say that thing. Is that just me? Maybe. I don't know. And you're right. I don't think I've ever heard it in a song. Is that a challenge to find new ways to say something about a theme that may have been covered before?
I think it's for me, it's the most important thing. And it's probably one of the reasons I didn't write for a little while, because I was looking for themes. And I've always been proud of the fact that I was the first person to write about East Timor, and I was the first person to write about the fact that not everyone wanted the Olympics in Sydney. They were just funny themes that I'd never heard in song, and I was the first person to write about poker machines. The fact that they're causing a big problem amongst young men in particular at the time when I wrote it, 1999. And so I do like to have a unique theme. When you get the album, we'll be able to judge whether I've managed it again.
Indeed. Well, mate, so we do look forward to the album. I have to say it's been an absolute pleasure growing up in the 90s. I was a big, big fan, so it's good to be able to have a chat with you today, and it's great that we got new music from the Whitlams, and I'll probably see you soon.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.